Ei, tēnā koutou katoa e te iwi hakorongo mai nei ki tō tātou reo irirangi o te hiko te ika, iwa tukau mawhitu ira tahi te iarere. Ei, rungi te waia kōrero ko te heamana o Ngāti Kuri ko Harry Burke Hātera ki te koro e pāna ki tēnei kaupapa te puranga ki te raki. Anō reira me tāria ke tātou ki aia tēnā koe e Harry.
Kia ora, John.
Ai, ngā mihi anō kia koe he whai wāhi ki te kororo kia hau i tēnei wā pukumahi mo tātou katoa. O hoi no ko tēnei kaupapa te pūranga ki te raki he mea tino haka hira hira tēnei. Appreciate you joining us in these busy times. So give us a little bit more of a kōrero about these regional workforce plans and the drives investment and the critical training that's available. So are you able to just give us a little bit more of an overview on what te pūranga ki te raki is really about?
So if we start from the fact that this current government took a view around what does regional workforce development look like. So under Minister Carmel Settolani and supported by MB, they carved New Zealand up into 14 areas and then started and created sort of governance groups around that could drill down at a regional perspective on what the regional shortages needed to be, or plus work out what the future skill set opportunities were rising out of it. So that was the starting point. From a Te Kawa Tāone perspective, we took the view that we were going to point ourselves to that board under our own tikanga. It wasn't to be a government-appointed process. So where we landed, with the support of the minister, by the way, is I represented Te Kawa Tāone, and I was accountable back to Te Kawa Tāone and the respect of reporting back to the minister as part of the relationship priorities, and then had alongside that Tor Whaniwa as a government-appointed co-chair. So it was a nice starting point of creating those relationships that balanced out our aspirations and reflected our Te Tiriti responses.
And I see that this was launched on the 1st of November over in Waitangi, formally launched at Waitangi that day. And is there any details that you'll be able to share about that, about those who are able to attend that and be at that formal launch?
Yeah, my understanding from Tora and Carol Bergen and Pitta and Edu, it was well received by the minister. And what we did do is we were very deliberate around crafting the regional work plan to ensure that it reflected Taitokoro. So the starting point of that was Pitta provided the name Te Puranga Ki Te Raki. So as we do from our corner, as we regularly talk through metaphors, so the puru is a plug in the bottom of a waka. And albeit they're very small, it creates a whole lot of linkages to our communities, to hapu, whānau, iwi, and others to be sitting in a waka that's safe, but people are purposefully sitting in that waka for the highest conversation relationships we're going to have. So Pitta started that kōrero and named that particular piece of work, and we spent a lot of time digging in deep around using our epistemology or our worldview to shape the conversation as we went forward. So when I look at the other regional work plans around Tamaki Makaurau and Waikato, ours is materially unique in that it speaks a lot about us. Very important.
Yeah, most definitely. And as you mentioned, wanting it to be definitely from the perspective and view and the tikanga of Te Taitokoro. So I have heard this kōrero throughout my upbringing about the puru and the importance of the cork within the hull of the waka Because as you said, as little as it is, it makes such a huge and significant impact. Without it, our waka can sink. It is those areas that we're trying to fulfill within our area, and those priorities what we're looking. So in regards to identifying those significant areas that we need to look at regional training and up our skills in, are you able to elaborate a little bit more on that?
Yeah, so from a system approach, so that's government systems leaning in to activate our aspirations. As Tora is the CEO of North Tech, has made a commitment to bring 2,000 whole order staff through in double time. So that's lifting them up through specific courses so they can serve our people the way that they wish to do. So it's the health one's been a very critical focus. And then there's other areas building on innovation, our current range of opportunities, around horticulture, aquaculture, agriculture, all that will happen. However, building that future workforce, which will be our human capital, allows us to advance our commercial or economic aspirations is going to be critical in doing that. My sense is we need to treat human capital as infrastructure and really focus on it. Education's part of it. Working within sectors is a part of it. Providing people the tools to change their skill sets and their earning bracket are going to be critically important to it. And the other ability is to ensure that we track the right business opportunities to Tai Tokerau that will allow us to go fast.
I see in the corridors that were shared, some of them speaking about how a skilled workforce will bring prosperity and wellness across our region of Te Tai Tokerau. But more importantly, or just as important, is the relationships that we build and that are the most powerful and precious taonga.
Aye, kia pai.
And so we're seeing that all those that are involved, Te Pukanga, as was already mentioned, at North Tech, the University of Auckland, and also ones like Whatuora and others. So how has that been so far, and is everybody pretty much on the same page?
So my sense is the regional work plan has allowed us the opportunity to create a space that we both own, or we all own, and we are accountable to. So really important, that stuff. So the accountability, it starts with those who've crafted it, like myself and Tor, and others who are in the room. Then the activation of it belongs to government agencies and those who lean in with us, and there's also the private sector as well. What I do know is in Tai Tokerau, we've got good relationships with the government agencies, because invariably we are in those agencies leading them. So we're able to, on your point, use our relationships to advance those aspirations in our community so we can hold ourselves together and accountable. I think those are really important bits.
And really, we've been discussing a lot of these issues around here, especially like the other month when Hauora Hokianga had to then let everybody know that they can no longer do after hours and things like that, along with all the other suffering systems that we have to support us. So see that the first plan focuses on Hauora, Hapuri and whānau. Hoi no, horekau he pātai tuatū I tērā. No further questions in regards to that there, Harry, but any final kōrero you'd like to finish on for our listeners today?
So what we're trying to do is string a whole lot of opportunities together using, our iwi hapu whānau lenses and influence those things that will invariably add to the best outcomes for our whānau. So we've got the regional workforce kaupapa going through, and we will be making sure there's accountability around delivery. Then the second one is we've got a very similar conversation around what economic development and economic investment looks like. So they'll all have the same threads going through the similar kaupapa, similar corridor. And then on top of that, we've got a emerging opportunity to, I'm talking from Te Kawatauni, you know, iwi hapu whānau, is to stand alongside all those of our whānau who put their hands up in the local elections and been successful. And we believe there's a unique opportunity for us to stand alongside that leadership and support them using those articulations of accountabilities we have to whānau and hapu. And my sense is we've never been here before, and the trick is not to squander the opportunity, which I don't think we'll do. So it's very cool times for us.
Ae, rau rau atu te runga atu ki wene o ngā kōro, he mihi atu ki a koutou katoa o te puranga ki te raki. Appreciate you again sharing this kōrero with us, Harry, and many of our whānau will be excited and just pleased to know that there are some things that are happening within our region for our region. Nō reira tāku kia koe i tēnei wā kia matāra kia ora.
Kia ora, Joel. Kia ora.
Ai, ko Harry Burkhart tērā, koe ara te heamana o Ngāti Kuri. Hoi no koe ara te heamana tūhono o tēnei o ngā rōpū hoki, ko Rāua Tahi, ko Toa Whaniwa. Ngā heamana mō tēnei o ngā rōpū ko te puranga ki te raki. Nō reira ai, mautonu mai ki te hakarongo ki Wetahi o ngā kōrero, ngā pitopito kōrero e pāna ki tēnei tūmomo kaupapa hei tauawhi. Ia tātou nei o te tai tukerau, no reira hakarongo tonu mai ki tō tātou reo irirangi hot o te hikuatika, iwa te kaumāwhitu, ira tahi te iariri.